Thank you for tuning in to the Silly Girl Podcast. My bad. Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Kiki.
I'm your girl, Chancellor.
And on this podcast station,
we dance in the rain.
Sis, what do you mean when you say dance in the rain?
What we mean by dance in the rain, that is our tag that we went ahead and settled on, because basically we silly, right? And so anytime that you're going through, you know what I'm saying, like basically any type of problem or any storm, you have to dance in that motherfucking rain. Like it's going to be, as long as you're alive, it's going to be different problems come your way. It's going to be rain come your way. And to be honest, how I came up with that, I was going through a lot, Kiki. I had a lot of rain coming. It was like I just kept getting rained on, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to my best friend, and I said, you know what? I'm tired of it. I'm just going to dance in the rain.
Yeah.
And so, you know what I'm saying? It came to, I always said now, where it's like, whatever problem I'm going through, I'm just going to have fun. I'm going to still dance, because guess what? The sun will come out.
Eventually.
It's going to come out. So that's the reason why we're going, this podcast is to uplift you, make you have fun. So we're going to dance in the rain. Any problems that we're going through, we're going to laugh about it.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Dancing around. Even if you can't dance, just shit, dance. Do something. Yeah. Tootsie Roll, P-Pop, whatever the fuck works for you, do that.
So we're going to go ahead and get into our sponsor. The first sponsor that we have is Fear Clothing Brand. Thank you so much, Fear Clothing Brand. They sponsored our first show. Please go and follow them on Instagram at Fear Clothing Brand. Also, their website is fearclothingbrand.com. They have some dope shit. I just had on my hoodie, you know, yesterday. Like, baby, Fear Clothing Brand is dope. They sponsored our first show, and I'm so appreciative of that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kiki.
I got a jacket I need to wear. My line sister gifted me a Fear Clothing Brand jean jacket. That mm-hmm. whole so fire. Yeah, I need to wear it.
Is it?
Yeah, but we were quarantined. So now, since it's cold, mm-hmm. I can wear that thing. So thank you,
Fear Clothing Brand.
And go follow them on their social media page.
Buy something, all of that.
You want to go and let them know what the social media is?
Yes, it's Fear Clothing Brand on Instagram.
Yeah, all close together. No spaces, no nothing. Just go ahead, hit that like on all their pictures. Go follow them. Shit, buy something.
Yeah.
Support black folk, man. Support us.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go on and let you know a little something about myself. I'm a Pisces, and I like to laugh. I'm a free spirit. I can be moody sometimes, but for the most part, my personality is crazy, sexy, cool. So hopefully, listening to the podcast, you'll get a vibe from me that you'll like, and you'll continue to listen. But overall, I just like to laugh and have fun for the most part.
Well, my name is Charsla. I am also known as Cece, also known as C, also known as Stixie. Also known as Sixy. Hello.
Hello.
Basically, I am the loud one. We're both loud, but baby, you heard his voice.
Y'all heard it.
Y'all gonna get used to it. Your girl is loud. So turn your volume down a little bit, because your girl is coming through with the bass. You feel me? But I am the owner of Charsla's Fancy Cakes. So you can go to my Instagram. Y'all will figure it out. But basically, I'm the creator of Trappin' Date, and some other. I got a lot of other stuff that's going on. But your girl is a black entrepreneur out here trying to make it. Do you hear me? Support my black business. Do you hear me?
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Your business came about like, yo, she didn't even cook. She was a microwave queen, y'all. She didn't cook. She didn't do none of that. Baby, let me tell you what a heartbreak can do to you. It'll bring out the worst of you, and it'll open up some new, avenues that you never thought you can do, baby. She turned them tears into buttercream, into fondant, and she doing her thing. So,
I'll tell y'all about that story on another day. Like, for the people who are local, they done heard this story on K104, 979 Beat and all that. So, I'll tell y'all about that story. It's a good one, y'all. It's a good one. But, Kiki!
Yeah.
This is our first motherfucking show. Stop all the bullcrap now. We got all that out the way. For everybody who tuned in, your girl, listen, we excited. Kiki pushed our recorder back some. She know I'm loud and I get excited, honey. But baby, this is our first show. This is our first one we recorded. I'm excited.
I am too. too. And I'm normally very talkative and just flow, but I'm nervous as hell.
Yeah, listen, yeah. One thing that y'all don't know about Kiki.
I'm shy.
She's shy as hell.
I'm so shy.
Stupid. For all the people who went to school too, they could be like, Kiki not shy, but she is.
I am very shy.
Like, I'm the one that'll grab the mic, go on stage. Kiki, she is so shy.
I ain't trying to be in front of nobody.
Nobody. Like, so, baby.
So doing this is like,
But they be looking for us. They waiting for us.
I know.
They Ooh, bro, they keep hitting up our phone. Like, girl, I'm nervous, girl. You gotta be nervous, girl.
Y'all better hit them damn stars too, shit. We trying to come up in the world and make this money.
What's good?
Make this money while trying to inspire and make you laugh. So, you know, just, you know, fuck with your girls.
Yeah. So now that we got all that out the way.
Yeah, okay, so. Okay,
what's good, sis?
Sis, rumor has it that people ain't out here washing their hands before they go down there between folk legs.
Listen, this is a topic for real. This is our first time. This is a topic that I always wanted to talk about on any type of platform. Because, to be honest, I never heard it talked about on any platform.
Yeah.
This is what I really want to talk about. Now, women and men, basically, as far as when you're about to have sex, they'll put on a condom, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, but one thing that they not putting on the condom is their fingers. And what happens is when they try to do the foreplay, and so a man will stick his fingers, you know what I'm saying, in the coochie. If they hadn't washed their hands, sis, they still got weed crumbs under their nails. They got hot Cheeto that they just ate. Then they trying to get down, jiggy with you. They changed the oil earlier on the car. No and now way. You got oil in your pussy.
Okay.
You got hot Cheetos in your pussy. And you wonder why next day that you, if they're itching, you think that, you know what I'm saying, the condom probably came off a little bit, but not, it was them fingernails had them hot Cheeto crumbs in the coochie.
Because, you know, honestly, I know I look at people's hands a lot. I'm a hand person, so I look at your nails to see if they dirty. And I'm the type of person to tell you they dirty, and I'll try to clean it because I don't like that. But it done been some times, I'm pretty sure every girl done experienced where that thing felt a little irritated afterwards, and you like, well, maybe it's the soap I use or something like that. Y'all know that when y'all Netflix and chilling, in the midst of y'all Netflix and chilling, ain't nobody. Y'all done ate a hot link basket from Good Love or shit. Or some Chick-fil-A or some shit. Y'all done went and ate, and you ain't told a nigga to wash his hand, because in the midst of him kissing on you, you get turned on. You ain't finna tell him to wash your hands. So, ladies, y'all probably got some damn.
Yeah. Because, see, to the men who listening, and to the women, like, we have what is called, it's a pH balance. And so what happens is, like, if you have dirty hands, and you know what I'm saying, like, to be honest, if you have dirty hands and you just, you know, down and you put them in her, you know, vagina, like, basically, whatever bacteria, anything that's on your hands, it can throw her pH balance off. So the next day, she can have, like, a discharge. She can have, like, a different type of smell or something. Yeah. And you will think, like, damn, her pussy stink. But not knowing that your dirty hands caused her pussy to stink. You know what I'm saying?
Your hands caused it, or the dude that came before you or something. Oh, shit, she done called it from when she was masturbating. Whoop. You two ladies, wash y'all hands too. Because y'all be having them long ass nails and don't be cleaning them. Yes. So y'all need to make sure y'all washing y'all hands
before you masturbate.
Because to be told, a lot of people didn't really start washing their hands until COVID
hit. Exactly.
So y'all now, gotta wash y'all stinking hands, man.
You made a damn good point. See, now she knows that I'm like OCD. So you know what I'm saying? I'm always washing my hands. So it was one time that, you know what I'm saying, this dude, you know, I'm looking at his hands, and, you know, when he was doing, all I'm thinking about in my head, I'm like, hold on, sir. Like, I kept on moving. Like, I need you to go wash your hands. Like, not trying to be funny. A dude think that you're trying to be funny, but not knowing that seriously, for real, that you need to make them wash their hands before they, you know, they starting to foreplay and they starting, you know, try to finger you. But for real, their dirty ass hands can cause your pussy to start stinking.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Nah, for real. But then y'all really should be trying to make them put on the condom, too.
That's first of all, because you know what? Also, you know, just like,
I mean, okay, let me stop playing now. I mean, No, for real. I'm serious. You don't have to if you don't want to. I'm just saying, like, since we telling you to wash your hands, I thought I'd just put that little plug in there. Safe sex is the best sex.
Yeah.
Ain't that what they say?
That's what they say. But you know what? Let me say this. As far as a, you know, when you were saying about the women before they masturbate too, is basically they can cause it too. Because think about it, like most women scratching our head all the time. Mm-hmm. Like we don't want, so basically whatever, before you get in that bed and you know you're about to pleasure yourself, ladies, please go ahead and wash your hands. It basically will save your coochie from getting any type, you know, because it's, you go to the doctor and it's what's called like the bacterial vaginosis, BV, you know, that it's also tight. A lot of stuff like, so it's basically, you would think that it's because he didn't have a, you know what I'm saying, a condom on, that it was raw, but it basically also, you know, with me and pee, it's...
Or are you saying when you go and when men pee? Are you saying you and a dude named pee? Or are you saying when men go to the bathroom and pee?
I'm not saying me and master pee.
That's, I'm confused. Okay,
I'm saying, so when a man goes pee, right, he can still have like some pee left over, just a little drop on his thing. Because, you know, we go pee, we wipe. But men don't wipe. They just jiggle their little dick. You know what I'm saying? And then, but sometimes it can still have like a little piss on her. And when he goes to have sex with you raw, that, you know, that's waste that's still on his dick, and so that can even cause your, you know what I'm saying, pH balance to be off too.
Shout out to the men who take a little tissue and wipe the little head off the tip off, you know, to save your girl all that extra. I know y'all out there. I know it's some guys out there that use their, somebody mama done taught them how to wipe the tip off. Shout out to you guys, because you're very
clean.
You're thinking about the vagina, fellas.
But to be honest,
but the ones, like you said, the ones that's not, because you know they just shake it real quick trying to get back in the bed. I get it,
but it really is a lot of people not. That's something that men don't really think about, and that's something that women don't even think about for real, for too. Sure. Because you know, it really, because like I said about that, I'm really particular about that.
I mean, y'all gotta see her fingers over her doing like that. Y'all can't see her hands how they move. Looking like what the fuck are you doing? Like that? What is like that? Were you pointing down to your cat? No, for real. Were you pointing down to your cat, or were you doing like that, like he was doing the motion? How you masturbate with your finger? I'm confused. You stupid. No, stop laughing, because I'm for real. No, seriously, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, your cat or your... Stop! Stop laughing. I'm being for real. I'm being for serious. No, for real. Stop laughing. I'm being for serious. Okay. I'm trying to make sure I understand. You say it like that, you know I'm gonna laugh. Like, okay. Well, I'm trying to make sure I understand. Okay. You're very serious about your, what, your cat? Yeah. Okay, because I don't know what them fingers was doing. Move your hands away from me. Because, honey, no ma'am, the finger up. And you know, y'all, no, for real, seriously, we bullshitting and we talking about, you know, being fingered and stuff, but I love it. I'm going to be very transparent. Mm. I guess because starting off at a young age, before you start having sex, you start getting fingered, so you, like, introduced to it. Like, I feel like it's essential for him to do that. So, you know what I'm saying? Washing your hands is very important. I know, don't nobody take the time, like, hey, wait a minute, and stop the groove of it and be like, go wash your hands. But it's very important that you wash your hands, because you got to make sure they're clean so you can get that thing jumping.
Yeah, I agree. But since we on the topic of, like I said, the basically the cleanliness of that and the pH balance, because when because it's gonna be men listen to this, Kiki.
They
probably not really aware of that. Like when they listen to this, they're gonna be like, damn, that is something to think about. Like I just went and played like two rounds of basketball.
Well, you better get his ass in the shower. You finna fuck with him, you know, like that.
You know, a lot of these girls.
No, I don't know about them. I'm going to speak. Remember, this podcast is only on our perspective and our opinions. I can only speak for me.
Okay.
Anytime, if I'm going to do something like that, it seems like every time you get ready to do something like that, you got to pee. Do that happen?
It do.
You done got in the shower and you ready, and it's like he take it forever. He finally come over, but you got to pee right before you do it. So me, for the most part, I need to get back in the shower because I don't want like the smell of piss on me. Not saying that y'all, I'm going to have pee on me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because for the most part, I get that Brazilian. But when you don't, hair holds that scent. You know what I'm saying? So
hair holds odor. Basically, my...
Because I just said that because you said something about them playing basketball. And I'm like, no, because I make sure I take a shower all the time. And if he bring his ass over there and he done rolled 30 to 45 minutes to my house, get them nuts in that shower because them things probably musty. So now you got to bathe.
Yeah.
Well, so I can only speak for me.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever experienced... Oh, never mind. somebody putting their dirty hands on me, but I probably have.
Yeah, because you know what? Like, even just say, like, a dude, and this is what I'm about to break down for y'all fellas, for real. Think about you call that girl, right? And you're about to go over her house. So you take a shower before you go over her house. But you stop at the gas station and you get some gas. So yeah. You pump in the gas.
Okay.
Then you, and I'm talking about before Corona happened, before they had hand sanitizer in their car.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So then they get the they go in the door, they touch the door handle to go in there to buy some condoms, right? In the gas station. So now you done touch your cash. You done touch the door handle. You done touch the gas handle thing. And then, you know, your steering wheel. Who really, you know, wiping their steering wheel like this? So now, even though you took a bath before you left the house to go to this girl's house to fuck, you got all of this other bacteria stuff on your fingers and your hands and stuff. Even though, you know, your body clean and dick clean, but those hands, you know, you rubbing all, you know, some dudes like, you know, they want you to suck their fingers while they, you know, fucking and shit. So now you got gas, you know, you got gas hand, you know, all on your tongue and stuff. Like, it's stuff like that.
That's just, you know, what everybody that's listening to this and even us, we nasty. Because ain't nobody told nobody to stop and wash their hands or none of that. So now after this, everybody got to wash it. Not saying everybody, like I'm finna fucking 12 people, but like, y'all make people wash their hands.
Yeah, so ladies and fellas, if you going up her house, sir, before y'all get it on, go in her bathroom, pee, wipe that little thing off, and then wash your hands. Like, wash your hands. And, sir, make him wash his hands. For real, for real.
Sir, make him wash his hands. All of girl, it. Make her wash.
All of it. Whatever your preference is.
Whatever your preference is, go wash your hands.
Whoever it is.
Just make sure.
Them hands got them germs.
Don't use hand sanitizer. That shit, you need to go get some soap and water.
Girl, can we talk about that? Why do people use hand sanitizer in the house? It's a rando, but why do... Listen.
Oh, you ain't supposed to?
For me, because y'all got to excuse me. I'm a germaphobe. I think hand sanitizer is just supposed to be used outside of the house. It's like hand sanitizer is supposed to be used when you don't have access to soap and water. That's where hand sanitizer is supposed to be used. So when you in the house, you have access to soap and water. Why the fuck are you using hand sanitizer? I think that's just me. That's lazy.
Well, why are we going to get them? I guess I'm lazy then.
So you use it in the house?
I do.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people use it in the house.
Because I be like, I don't feel like getting up.
No.
Now, if I'm in the bathroom and I walk past the sink and use, now that's disgusting because you walking past the sink. But like for the most part, if I'm in the house, I use hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Because it's out of habit. It's like my mind is telling me sanitize your hands. But yeah, I don't know. But guys, for sure. You know, we ain't trying to bore y'all with the washing y'all hands, but y'all nasty ass need to wash y'all hands, ladies and gentlemen. Nasty ass.
Yeah.
Who ain't doing it?
A lot of people. I promise you, after people listen at this, they gonna start. So yeah, basically, even since we on the topic of the foreplay, Kiki, like, what is some other stuff that you think that is important? Since we talking about that.
What, that falls up under the foreplay umbrella?
Yeah.
Foreplay?
Or the dirtiness or anything like that. Before we start, but since we talking about washing hands, what if he ate barbecue sandwich?
No, he gonna wash his hands because they sticky.
But listen, no. What if he ate a barbecue sandwich and then he give you head? That barbecue, he got barbecue on his tongue. And well, you got barbecue in your pussy, sis?
I don't.
You have barbecue sauce on, because you ain't making him brush his teeth before you eat your pussy. Who so ain't? Now he ate. You make him brush his teeth before you eat your pussy.
That's nasty because you opening up your pores and your gums.
No, I'm
saying that's what you have mouthwash for.
Okay.
To rinse all that out your mouth. I mean, you can brush your teeth if you want to. You know what I'm saying? But from my understanding, it does open up the, you know, whatever, your gums and stuff to receive, like, all whatever you finna put in your mouth next. But no, mouthwash happens, honey.
So basically, if a dude comes over, y'all about to get it on, and you know he about to give you some head, right? You're gonna tell him to go get some mouthwash.
There are steps to doing it, because for the first part, you ain't finna come in, and we ain't finna just finna goose.
Okay.
No, I can only speak for me. When he comes in, we be chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, eventually it turns into that, but like, he ain't ate nothing. But if he eats something, I'm quitting lying.
See, I was just gonna say.
I don't remember. But for the most part, I have said, use some mouthwash, because I know I use some mouthwash, mm-hmm. because I don't like how anytime I eat something, I don't really like the aftertaste of like mm-hmm. the food. You know, I mean, that's just me. Like, you got to floss, you got to rinse. You know, for the most part, I go in the bathroom and rinse my mouth out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think, I don't know. Yeah, I'm cool.
But you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Like, me sitting here talking about this, I can't tell you no time that I went and told a dude to go get some mouthwash before he give me some head. Like, women, we not thinking about that, you know, and I'm sitting here really thinking. I have never told a dude that, but
was your cunt hurting after he did it, is the question. You said it saying.
Huh, you said it saying what?
You said it saying the importance of it, but have you experienced your cat itching? Not.
You asked me about my cat itching on camera.
I ain't saying the clap.
The clap.
I ain't saying you got the clap, you got crabs. But I'm just saying, we're being honest.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt like irritated after the fact?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. So it's possible.
But you talking about just from head?
It like from head or the fingering.
The yes, because and me, like, that's something I think that women had to learn. Like, going to the doctor, you know what I'm saying? The doctor had to explain to me, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, hey, you got to make sure that he, you know, washes, you know what I'm saying? Like, make sure he puts on a condom, because she was telling me about the residue of the pee, you know, you know, because it can cause, you know, any type of vaginal back, what is it called?
BV.
BV.
Y'all guys, say no sex is safe sex, because you don't have to worry about barbecues. You can't be in a chicken nugget with the barbecue sauce. You ain't got to worry about none of that. Just don't do it.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that if he, whatever he ate before he came up your house, yeah. if he give you head, it's still on his tongue and his teeth. And so it is getting to your pussy.
So did your doctor suggest that they use mouthwash before they do it or what?
No, you know, I learned something about that. I learned that from you. Because, I'm exposing you, sis. We out here. I'm exposing you. Because I was talking to you on the phone. And I was about to have somebody to come over. And, you know, right every time, anytime I'm about to get something, I always take a shower. But I don't care. Like, I always brush my teeth again. Even if I brush it, like, every time I get out of the shower, I have to brush my teeth again.
And
so,
I told you don't do that. And so,
yes. And so, I was brushing my teeth. And then Kiki was like, why you brush your teeth? You know, and I was like, basically, I brush my teeth before, like, I give head. You know, like, it's just me being clean. So, Kiki actually is the one that put me on to that. She said, do not brush your teeth before you give head. And so I was like, why? And she had told me that basically it does open up your pores. And now,
What is it called in your gums? Was it open up what in your gums?
I don't know.
It open up some in your mouth.
It's like, you know, like, I guess when you take a shower, they tell you not to go outside because your pores still open. Somewhere. They say wait.
Yeah.
So now, I haven't gained head so fucking long.
But whatever they do to your mouth.
I just do mouthwash. You know what I'm saying? Before, but I'm so just used to brushing my teeth. So I'm sorry, since I ain't mean to expose you, but we could be helping another girl out there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it will probably help her for, you know, her dental performance and all this stuff.
If you got gingivitis, sis, can't nobody help you. Only your dentist can help you with that. But
yeah, so basically, what you said, the tip of the day is that we got from Kiki is don't brush your teeth before you finna get some head, because it opens up your your pores.
What's it called?
But I'm so used to just brushing my teeth. I don't know what it is, but
your mouth feels better.
Yeah, I'm just clean, like, because if I'm gonna go talk to him, okay, I'm not gonna lie, I still brush my teeth because
okay.
I'm sorry, because if we gonna be talking, I need you to smell. I just need you to smell Colgate. I need you to smell like some type of fresh. I don't need you to smell, you know what I'm saying, that seafood I ate, you know what I'm saying, before you came. Like, I need you to. So I'm just, you know, on that. Yeah. But so she up here Googling brushing the teeth.
Should you brush your teeth before oral sex? Okay, I know what somebody gonna Google it.
Yeah, you know somebody gonna Google it, but it's. Like I said, Kiki told me that.
It says...
Okay, tell them what it says.
A few ways to reduce the risk of contracting an STI from oral sex are: do not floss or brush your teeth before you have oral sex. I knew I was smart.
I knew you was. And I respect it.
Okay.
Like I said, I knew you knew. If none of anybody knows, sis, I knew my sis knew. You know, I knew you knew, and you helped your sister out. But I'm so used to brushing my teeth.
Don't do it, y'all. Don't brush... I mean, okay, so moral of the... freaking conversation is...
bring it to head. How we gonna bring it to head? Get it.
You get what she said? We caught that.
Yeah.
So the moral of that topic was, be more cognitive.
Mm-hmm.
before you let somebody go between your legs with dirty hands.
Dirty
and,
hands.
And before you have oral sex with a dirty mouth, like, kind of be a little bit more better. Because if that thing be itching and the woman be a little irritated, that's why I said.
Yeah, it ain't. So, because, you know, a woman probably think, like, he out here cheating on me.
Yeah.
And he not out here cheating on you. Well, hold on, we'll get to that. But I'm saying, but basically, he just had some hot Cheeto crumbs in his nails, and now you got hot Cheeto pussy. So that's all I'm saying.
But if y'all got that type of relationship where y'all don't care, y'all just doing y'all, and you don't want to wash your hands, y'all just don't care, y'all raw and nasty like that.
That's fine.
Dude, I ain't knocking y'all.
We just trying to help you out.
Get it how you live, but sis, that itchy cat is annoying.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and move on to our ass segment, right? So we have a segment where we have put on our social media for you to send us any type of questions, any type of topics that you would like us to, you know, have our opinion on, anything like that. And so you can email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com. You can go on our DM on Instagram, sillygirlspodcast. You can go to our Facebook, the same thing. We are Silly Girls Podcast everywhere. So we have someone that did actually submit a question for us. And so Kiki is going to go ahead and read it, and we're going to give our topic on that.
Don't judge me if I stutter, because I can read, but I feel like that boy or girl in the class with a teacher calling them and everybody listening.
Yeah.
You start stuttering, start seeing shit you ain't think
about. You an education major, you got this. English,
education.
Okay.
EC through 4.
Oh,
okay, so here we go. So she says, anonymously, she says, I know this woman that's been with her dude almost 20 years. Of course, they've had issues with infidelity in the past on his part, but that has nothing to do with the now. She has... Oh, shit, I'm stuttering. Sorry. She was found on Facebook by her first love, her first fuck, her first kiss. But be clear, they were never more than just fucking buddies. Anyway, fast forward to now. They talked on Facebook for about 2 weeks, constant texts. And she's talking butterflies every time she heard the messenger notification go off. All these old feelings resurface, and although she's married, she's yearned for the attention. Fast forward, they hooked up and had a couple of drinks, and the rest was history. And even though she knew she was completely wrong for stepping out on her marriage, all she could think about was him. Now, all of a sudden, he's being real standoffish, real short with his text message, etc., etc. I mean, he texts, but it's not the same. And for some odd reason, her feelings are really hurt. She even deleted Messenger. She said she told her friend to try her best to put this in the back of her mind, so we shall see how that plays out. So basically, she wanted to know our opinion about it, because she just wants any advice to help this situation or these feelings go away. You want me to take it first?
You can go first.
Okay, so I'm just gonna be like the strawberry letter and go back through it. Clearly there's some you miss. I feel like it's something missed in the marriage, because I can only speak for myself. When I'm super, super in love with somebody and I'm into that one person, nobody else can get my attention. Mm-hmm. I'm so focused and sweating him so hard that T.I. can walk in here and I'm just like, oh, that's T.I. because I'm so focused on my boo. You know what I'm saying? So clearly for him to be able to get to her and entertain her, for her to entertain him, she's not fully happy in her marriage. So she's missing something. And it could be, like she said, the conversation and just the fresh feeling of somebody wanting you, somebody making you feel needed. So that the first thing is you need to decide what's missing in the marriage that made you want to step out like that. And you cheating on him. I mean, I'm not married, so I can't really say. Of course, you're not supposed to cheat when you're married, but it was something that you wanted to do, and now you see that the grass ain't always greener on the other side. Shit, it's sticklebugs over there. Shit, it's like, look, red ants that be in the projects that I used to get bit by. You know, that type of shit. Like, it was something she needed at that moment, so I get it, but you can't always scratch that itch, because if you know, like, I know if you're scratching something, when you scratch it, what happened? It continue. You want that itch, and you continue on. But now he's playing up to the left. So, I mean, shit. Just take it for what it is. You got your nut. You got your nut. You got that feeling for that minute. But at the end of the day, you married. So, were you really expecting for it to go any further with you being married? Did you want him to be like your boo on the side? Like, think about that and say, well, the only way I can tell you to kind of get over is that you want to leave your husband for him. No way. So therefore, let him act funny. It's really good that he is acting funny. That way you can act like it never happened.
That part.
And your husband ain't really got to find out about it. And you just like, okay, take his ass off your Facebook. He don't need to be your friend. Because Silas is golden. So if he ain't calling and saying nothing to you, then clearly he don't want to fight. He got what he wanted, and you did what you need to do in that moment. So my advice to you, sister, is to block him and act like it never happened. Mm. Period. That's how I feel.
Yeah. So, okay, now I was listening to you, but this is her first love, but did they have sex back then?
She said this was her first.
So, hey, Anonymous, whoever you are, basically, as far as what I would, I think that I agree with Kiki. If you are married and you allow this man to, you know what I'm saying, to come in, and basically come to in your marriage, you know, I think that your marriage was already probably something going on. It's some type of problem that you already had in your marriage where you actually, you know, he had the door open. So I think probably her husband probably was cheating on her.
Yeah.
He probably was not giving her the time of day or attention or something. And so she, you know, when he reached out, it was like, oh, man, this is my first love. Because a lot of times people never forget their first love.
You don't forget your...
You know...
I'm going to interrupt you. I'm sorry. But mm-hmm. You don't forget your first love. But at the same time, you don't forget when somebody done cheated on you either. So either mm-hmm. you kind of wanted to get your lick back, and this was the purpose opportunity to get your lick back with somebody you were familiar with, somebody you knew, and you know the feeling they gave you before. So it was a golden opportunity for you to do that. So your expectation led to disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. Finish your sentence.
Now, as far as... I think that he just wanted to fuck.
That's
so he hit you up, sis, because you know he was telling you probably all the old stuff like, oh, I miss you, you was the best girlfriend, blah, blah, because he just wanted to fuck, and it shows that he just wanted to fuck, but from his actions. Don't ever listen to what a nigga tell you. Always listen at his actions. His actions speak louder than words. I never listen to what a nigga say, you know, anything like that. So basically, He just want the fuck, and he got his fuck. That's why he just started leaving you alone. But sis, you got in your feelings, cause you know you wanted that old thing back, but for a minute.
Yeah.
But you really married, so you should have, to be honest, you should have only just want the fuck too.
That's it.
Because you are married, he should have been dick, no feelings at all, because you are married.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but it's so hard not to catch. As women, it's hard for us. We can go into a situation and be like, oh yeah, we just gonna be fucking. But y'all know how we are. If you fuck him on Monday, then he come out on Friday and fuck you. Then next week on Wednesday, it becomes like a routine, and that feeling is like something we can't. Women cannot just fuck and not catch feeling. But with her being married, she should have checked it at the front door. Like, well, I don't know. It was
women can. Mm-hmm. It's certain women that can.
Yeah, I can't.
You know, it's certain women that can. I ain't gonna say I can, but I'm just gonna say it's women that can.
Yeah,
I
can only speak for me. I can't do that, so I just really hate you put yourself in that position to set it up. But I get. But that leads me back to saying, is something missing in your marriage, because it was so quick for him to, you know, converse with you and for you to get caught up in them butterflies. And you know when them butterflies come, it's like the best feeling in the world, because people always look for that feeling. You know, people want that to stay in a relationship forever, the butterflies. That's mm-hmm. what keep it fresh, you know. And sometimes the butterflies go away, and sometimes he can bring it back. But you really need to ask yourself, do you want to stay married, or... You know, did you stepping out on your husband make you realize that there's somebody out there that can make you feel better than what your husband doing? Like, you really just have to sit back and see if marriage is even for you.
And to be honest, I'm sorry to the men out there, because you know what? Her husband probably a good ass nigga. He probably didn't do shit wrong. She probably the hoe.
No, because he cheated back.
It don't say he cheated on that shit.
Yes, it did. Wait a minute.
It said that. Oh, it did say that. My bad.
It sure did say it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was trying to take up for the dudes. I'm sorry. Yeah. It sure did, because I wrote it down. It said he cheated.
Anonymous.
I'm sorry. Yep. It sure did.
Anonymous.
So I'm sorry. He did. So, yeah, she was trying to get a lick back.
Look, I'm trying to tune you out like anonymous.
She was trying to get a lick back.
Yeah.
And what happens when you're trying to get your lick back, you can't put no feelings in the stuff.
But
like,
she said in the past on his part. But, like, I always tell people, when you forgive somebody and take them back, honey. Oh, when you forgive somebody and take them back,
mm-hmm.
it's like a clean slate. You don't forget, but you forgive, and so you can't be holding that against him, because you decided, you knew that he was a cheater. They're like, if yeah. I get with somebody and I know they was a cheater, I know it's possible that he'll cheat on me. But at the same time, I believe that people can change? Absolutely. Do everybody have some cheating ways in them? Absolutely. If the opportunity presents itself and you're in a vulnerable place, you will do what fulfills you at that moment. You can't put a piece of rock in front of a crackhead and think they ain't finna smoke that motherfucker. They want exactly. that feeling because yeah. you missing someone who you with. So I yeah. totally understand. And I'm not even knocking you for looking for that feeling, because marriages are not easy to walk away from. So I totally get it. But at the same time, you gotta check yourself, sis. You can't be call me. You ain't gotta be. We can talk about it, because you don't need to be letting that shit resurface around your husband, because they get them vibes and he know what's going on. Old boy came back, he came, did what he need to do. Don't give him none no more. Do not give him none no more. Would you give him some?
Mm-mm. First of all, I wouldn't cheat on my husband.
Girl, look at you. You won't.
Huh? And let me because I'm not a cheater. I'm not a cheater. And if it's a way that if I'm married and then he cheating. Now we gonna talk cheating on one of these episodes. We ain't
talking about cheating.
Yeah, I ain't talking about that right now, but yeah, I'm leaving. I'm not dealing with it no more. Yeah. Nope.
That's
I'm gone.
That's a whole nother.
So that's why I said so basically I would cheat on so I'm not cheating. So I'm leaving. I'm not dealing with it. So you done with your advice to her?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. So, basically, again, if please send us your comments, your questions to sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com. We're going to go ahead and move on with our next topic.
Oh, you mad at her, ain't she?
Huh? And her for wait, cheating on her husband?
Yeah, hold on. Freeze. She felt some kind of way. That see, I don't feel any kind of way about it, sis. I feel you. I'm very understanding, and I totally understand.
No, listen, I'm not mad. I'm mad that she caught feelings, because you know I don't care.
Oh, yeah,
you
that's know, why she mad at you.
It's like, listen, get that dick, girl, and leave. Like, that dick, and leave. Like, don't catch no feelings. You know what you was doing. Like, get that dick. And don't worry about him, you know what I'm saying, calling you, texting you, because you just need a thing.
She just want that. But okay, so I'm going to say this, and again, like she said, we're going to move on. Just see if you could get your husband to do the things that he wasn't doing, so you won't be, help.
Her husband said cheating.
Yeah, you missing some in your mm-hmm. marriage, but if you can, the energy that you put toward the feelings and the energy that you put toward, oh, we gonna call him the inbox bandit.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling that you put toward him, see if you can kind of put that on your husband, see if that worked for you. But sis, write me back. I thought we can talk about this, because, you know, we got to move on. But
okay, I'm sorry. Anonymous, can you write us back and let us know if you told your husband that you cheated on him?
Or if your
that's a whole other conversation.
The girl that wrote she's a friend. She's trying to give a friend advice. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, well.
Tell us what happened with that.
Yeah, we need more information. Okay.
So speaking of that.
Okay.
You know, with her being worried about her friend and her cheating on her husband and all that type of stuff. At what point do you tell your friend to leave her nigga? If he's cheating, like, at what point do you tell her, like, hey, I seen Ray Ray at Chili's with old girl and it didn't look like his sister and the way they was sitting, I don't know. You know, like,
so basically, you asking at what point of time I'm gonna tell my friend to leave her man. Yeah. First, I would say I'm never gonna tell anybody to leave a man. I'm never gonna do it, because I don't know the type of love that you have for this man. I don't love him like that, but I know you love him like that.
Yeah.
Now, what I will do, because I'm Kiki knows this, y'all gonna understand, I have a strong opinion about a lot of stuff. And when I had that opinion, like, it's a lot that I really can't be wavering. Like, yeah. I be firm in this shit. But I never really give my opinion like that. Yeah. But if you ask, I'm a straight fucking shooter. Yeah. I'm giving you that opinion strong to you. It's like, I'm going to keep it over here. I'm going to keep it cocked like a pistol. But when you ask, I'm shooting that bitch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, if you ask, you know what I'm saying, about, like, certain stuff, I'm going to tell you. But I will say this. As far as, a female, if she's a friend and she keep coming to tell me about him cheating, if she's come telling me that he's crying, I'm gonna cry with you the first couple of times. You know, we go whatever your friend go through, you go through with them. Yeah. You know, and so basically, I'm gonna be up here crying with them. Be, you know, where we need to go, all right, where I'm at it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where we need to, I'm there with you.
Yeah.
But at a certain point of time, over some years or something, I'm gonna need. You can't keep coming back telling me that he's still doing the same shit that he did in 06.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying, in 2010. It's like, at that point, it's not on him no more.
Right.
He, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at you like, why the hell you keep come telling me the same shit? I'm gonna need you to get it together.
Yeah.
Because at this point, he has not changed.
Yeah.
He's still doing the same shit. So I'm not gonna tell you to leave him, but I'm gonna tell you, don't tell me about the problems no more. And it's out of respect because I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm gonna want you know I'm because I'm gonna tell you. Bitch, it's you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not trying to be funny. And I'm saying that to say, I will want this same respect back to me. Yeah. Because, and I'm talking, this is story time. Let me go ahead and break it down. You know, I was with somebody, and I was going through, you know, shit for years. It was years and years and years of, you know what I'm saying, like, him just fucking up. I give him a chance, he's fucking up. And so, I was going, you know what I'm saying, to my friends, and I'm like, you know, telling him about, like, girl, I found it, you know, another bitch in his phone.
Yeah.
You know, so I found, you know, him talking to another bitch on social media or, you know, whatever, a bitch called my phone. Like, at that point, I felt embarrassed. It was like, I felt like, damn, I'm like, I keep going to her, telling her the same shit, and he still haven't changed.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I want, like, a real friend. Don't tell me what I want to her. Tell me what I need to her. Don't be my yes man. You know what I'm saying? Tell me some real facts. So I'm not, don't tell me leave him, but tell me, bitch, you deserve better. You need to get it together. Some shit like that.
Yeah.
You know? So what would you do, Kiki?
Well, you know, I don't never tell no, I've never ever told anybody to leave a man alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been on the other side where I've been dogged out real, real bad. And I'm steady telling people how what I'm going through. I know he a dog. That's my dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how I'm feeling in that moment when I'm with the dog and the cheetah. He got the fleas and the ticks because he just ain't, you know, whatever. First of all, why we call him dog? Dog is a lawyer. My baby.
Woo!
You
said that?
My baby Tootie is the most. She loves me. She gonna ride. Don't nobody love me. Tootie love me, my dog. So I'm going to say he's a snake because they slither and they do that. So he ain't a
but
dog.
But I would say dogs, them dogs be out here fucking anybody.
When they're a stray dog.
You ride a bit. You said that.
But even with the stray dogs, they still, if the right person get them and train them, they can be trained to be loyal. But I'm saying, for the most
part. So we ain't going to call them dogs. We're going to call them snakes.
They're going to be snakes. Okay, they're going to be whatever.
Gotcha.
Spider. They're going to be something. But as far as me, I don't ever tell my friend to leave a man alone. What I do say is, now, I do say, you know what you deserve, and are you tired of going through it? And I, you know, because I know how it feels for me to be venting to somebody, and then they're just being aggressive. And I don't need your opinion. Mm-hmm. I just need you to listen to me. I know he ain't no good, and I know he cheating, and he doing all this. But at this moment, where I'm at, as easy as it may seem to walk away from a cheater or somebody, when you invest, as stupid as this is, you be so into them, you don't just walk away because you feel like, with me, I can only speak for me. I feel like, well, I ain't finna leave him alone for another chicken. Another bro can get him and make him better. And all the stuff I want him to do for me, he do for her. That was my mentality back then. So that's why I stayed so long. But as of like today, I be like, well, you know you did. Now, I'm gonna tell you know what you deserve. If you want to leave him. I'll help you pack your car. But the next day, if you want me to take your stuff back over, I'm gonna take you. I'm gonna say, but I may get to where I'm like, dog, don't bring him around me.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I tell him, like, I tell you for sure, I don't like him. Mm-hmm. But I do my best to be respectful when he around because that's your man. Because clearly, you ain't going to leave him alone. My advice is, friends, be mindful of what you tell your friends in regards to the dude you mess with. Because we love you. We going to protect you.
Exactly.
And we going to be ready to go at 100 at that fool if he doing you wrong.
Uh-huh.
And then when you take him back, then you expect for us to kind of turn that off his heart because we love you so much. So just be mindful of what you tell your friends. Like, it sucks that you have to do that, but if you want to keep your relationship kind of floating and keep it cool, and if you're going to be with that fool and you know he a dog, then
To be honest, because with my friends, you know how I am. I'm very, like, I'm down. Like, don't hurt my fucking friends.
Yeah.
Don't, I get pissed off. I get mad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Girl, you heard it in my voice, girl.
Aggressive.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, don't hurt my fucking friends.
Yeah.
Don't you hurt my friends. You know what I'm saying? And so, when they are, like, if a friend comes to me and they going through something about that nigga, like, I have, like, emotional transfer. It's like, whatever emotion you have, I take it on. So, if this nigga hurting you, I'm feeling it, what you feeling. I'm going through it with you. So, you know, basically, it's like, if you've been coming to me for years, and it's the same thing, like, to be honest, it's like, I'm tired of hearing it. So, I know you should be tired of going through it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, bitch, basically, you a broken record. You keep saying, and I said, I was that bitch. So I know, I'm not saying it for that other girl. I'm saying it because,
you know,
I was her. You know what I'm saying? I was going through a lot, you know?
It's just kind of, it's just really, really hard when you love somebody and when you've experienced what they're going through, because it's so easy for you to tell somebody what they can and can't do when you ain't in their shoes, because you forget that you was once in their shoes, and you got to remind yourself, like, well, I was in that space, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I just be like, only time I'm going to tell you to leave him if he beat you up. And the only reason I said it, because I done been in a situation where I was in a domestic violence situation where he used to fight on me, and I never told people because I was like, I felt dumb for letting it happen. But, you know, I didn't say nothing. But if I ever had a friend come to me and say that man put his hands on her, that's I'm off the muscle saying leave him alone because of what's going on in the world. Yeah, and people, you know, people are killing. That's pretty much the only time I'll be like, leave him. People cheat every day, B. But I'm just saying, I'm saying it's okay to cheat, but people cheat every day. Yeah. B. So, you know. I would just say, I don't tell them. Mm-hmm. I don't tell them to.
Now, what I will say is basically just get it together. Get it together. Yeah. Now what we off that topic. You said what you gonna say about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we gonna go ahead and introduce y'all to our random portion. So this last couple, you know what I'm saying, it's like random. We call it rando. Like, you know what I'm saying? Meet me at the bando. You know, it's random. It's random shit. We just gonna say, you know what I'm saying, just off topic, just random shit. It's called rando. So my rando for this week, girl, like, for real, just talking about it, like, the random shit, just, hold on, this is crazy.
This mine.
Hold on, listen, I'm old.
Well, let me see.
Where 40 come from?
40 what?
$40. How did niggas start paying $40 for pussy?
I thought, you know, okay, when you said where $40 came from, I thought you were talking about baby boy when the beautician was saying $40. That's the first
thing. $40?
That's the first thing my mind went through. I don't know where it came from, because the last time I checked, you can get cat for free.
You can get cat for free, but bitches, if you start asking to sell your pussy for $40.
Maybe they need $40 for their gas. I don't know
where it came from. It's like, where did it come from? Who give it up $40? Who's selling pussy for $40?
That's some cheap. That's some, that's that,
What kind of cat that is?
You know what?
That's that cat that had them dirty Cheeto puffs in their pussy. That's her cat.
I really think it was like maybe a joke. I don't know if y'all know what it is. Like, write us and let us know. Or if you are homegirl and you listen, you know, your homeboy, text us and let us know where the $40 came from. Because I never understood where the damn $40 came from. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't listen to rap. So if it's in a rap song like that, I don't really know, because I don't follow this new rap. But I don't know.
Because they always about the $40.
I don't know what it is.
So what's your rando for the week?
My random thing for the week is, I'm going to tell y'all a random fact about me.
Okay.
When I'm in the car and I'm driving, like, I forget how to drive sometimes.
What?
That was so fake.
No, I'm serious. Listen, that for real. I meant that for real. Like, I'm looking at you like, no, listen, because I really want to say, I'm looking at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No, for real, because I'm an overthinker. And sometimes, like, story time. One time I was driving on 635, I'll never forget it. I was coming from getting something to eat at my daddy barbecue place. I was riding and I was like, dang, it's really amazing how you know how to drive. And I said, ooh, I know how to drive. And I started panicking because I was like, I know how to drive. Like, how I know how to drive? And I started panicking and I had to get off the freeway because I was like on the gas and the brake. I just felt my heart fell out of my chest.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know, but I was so scared. Man. And like, sometimes when I'm driving, I do be like, what if I just forget how to drive right now? I be so scared.
Oh my God.
But no, that is a random fact about me. Like, my mind do that. Like, I literally, I'm not even fucking playing.
That's crazy.
I really, my heart, like, almost fell out of my chest, dog. I had to exit and kind of breathe and talk myself and, like, you know how to drive. You can get home. You can do this. But I'm so for serious.
No, for real, listen.
Nah, real,
you,
real talk.
You retarded, bro.
Something. I swear to God.
That's crazy.
And right now, my chest feels
tight. That's why I say what like that. Like,
no, my chest feels tight. Wow. Think about it, because I literally almost forgot how to drive. Because I have PTSD when it comes to driving, because I don't have so many wrecks.
Me, I do too.
So I really don't like driving. I'm scared to drive. And I half-ass know how to drive. So I just almost forgot.
Ooh, Lord.
I really did.
I'm glad nothing didn't happen to your ass. It's crazy.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's some crazy shit. I would have never thought you would have said that. Like,
that's for real.
You got how to drive while you was driving. That's crazy.
That is.
That shit crazy.
Don't judge me, y'all.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, you know what? We're going to have, at the end of all of our shows, we're going to give y'all a song of the week that we feeling. for that week. Yeah. And then we're going to give you like a quote of the week and all of that. And, you know, so Kiki is in charge. What song did we pick this week, girl?
You know, I love, we 90s. We're 80s babies, born in the 80s, mm-hmm. but we was raised in the 90s, yeah. and we just love 90s music. But I don't even think this song came out in the 90s, but I just felt it because of what it was saying, like the verses. So mm-hmm. I picked for this week Anthony Hamilton's Cool. And I picked that because, you know, he just basically saying, if you cool, I'm cool. We ain't got to have no money to have a good time. You know, just anything like that. And I feel like that right now with us being nervous with this podcast, mm-hmm. hoping people receive it, I'm with whatever you with.
Yeah.
So if you cool, I'm cool. So
you cool, okay. then I'm cool.
Oh, they don't know you're not.
No. Oh, my gosh. Listen, y'all gonna love this voice. I sound like Beyonce. Subscribe to her, Beyonce. That's me. You are now, this is Charcela talking, this is not Beyonce, okay? That was not her, we don't have her as a guest, that was me singing. That was not Beyonce singing, I'm just letting you know.
You so dumb. But no, for real, I picked it because of the lyrics and what it says about, like, quit worrying. Yeah. You know, you cool, if I'm cool, you cool. So if you got it, I got it. If I got it, you got it. So yeah. I just picked that for this week.
Yeah, so I love that. Listen, like she said, we 90s babies. We old school.
I think this came out in 2000.
Whatever it came, but you know, Anthony Hamilton got that
90s
feel.
R&B,
he got that
90s,
you know, feel, like, you know.
Dog, if I ever see Anthony Hamilton, his little shot ass, I'm a risk it all.
You will talk to him?
Believe it or not, he's amazing in concert.
Yeah.
And his vibe and just the confidence he exudes. Like, he's so confident to be a little man. And I'm not really into short men like that. But, you know, I'm being a little bit more open because what I like clearly ain't for me. So I got to be more open. But, hell yeah, I'm going to risk it all for Anthony.
I would have never thought.
I'm going to come on Anthony. Home, Charlene. Bitch, I'm Charlene today.
Charlene. Now, you know what? Just, you know, he the type that he gotta pay, like, oh Lord. But
you gotta see him in concert. When you see him perform, his personality will change your whole mind.
So basically he's sexy in concert is what you see.
He is, and he dance and he can sing and he just jump in the crowd. He's so little and you can barely see him. So he probably be a secret though. Cause I'd be like, y'all short, make them little short jokes. But I don't know, cause I'm gonna risk it all though. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what? Anthony, like, he'll treat you good too. He that grown man type of, you know what I'm saying, vibe. Yeah. Like, he that grown man.
And sexy.
Yes, he is.
What's your quote of the week?
So, my quote of the week, to be honest, Kiki, I forgot to write the damn quote of the week down.
Baby, you a walking quote.
I'm just finna wing the shit because I forgot what my damn quote was. Let me think of something that actually just speaks to me. Now I will say, as far as one thing that I could say my quote that I made up,
yeah.
Basically it's laughter, you need laughter every day.
Yeah.
And what I mean, it was like, no, I'm sorry, fuck that, I'm sorry. If you're not laughing, you're not living. That's what I made up. If you're not laughing, you're not living. And let me say, as far as this is the reason why I'm picking, like I said, yeah, I forgot, because I did write it down, but we got a lot of shit going on over here. But my quote of the week is, if you're not laughing, you're not living. And what I mean by that is that I need you to laugh every day. You need to smile every day.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what problems you're going through that day, what's going on. Basically, find something to laugh at. You know, even in your darkest times, that's when the times that is a time where you're actually growing.
Yeah.
You know, people always say, as far as, you know, they hate when the rain comes, that means the storm.
Yeah.
But however, as far as if you had sunlight all the time, you will be burnt to a crisp. To grow that flower, you a flower. You need water and sunlight to grow. So basically,
and soil, right? Like the mud?
Yeah, all that soil, that's nutrients that's come from, you know what I'm saying, raining and all that. So that helps you grow. So in the darkest time, that's actually when you find your strength. That's when you find your power. That's when you find, as far as your character really shows, you know, when your your back gets against the wall or anything like that. So I would say to laugh every fucking day. I don't care what you're going through. Fine, even if you just look at some clip on Instagram, you pull up something, you know, inspirational on YouTube or something, find something.
Don't pull up no shit on Instagram, because you in the midst of you reading some inspiration, you'll see some negative shit.
But you follow inspiration people too. But you know what I'm saying? Just find something to laugh at. Just make it your daily routine to last is something. Because you know what? When I was talking to one of my good friends the other day, and she had told me, basically, as far as that, you know, she was going to something, that somebody was saying that she was friendly and, you know, the joy or something like that. And so I have learned that growing up, they find it basically laughing and being friendly and stuff, that's a sign of strength.
Yeah.
People used to always, you know, think that they were
strong,
you know,
as hell then.
Yeah, they used to, you know, the people who never smiled, never show emotion like that, they weak as hell.
Yeah.
And we, you know, people used to think that they were strong. They are the weak ones and we are the strong ones. I can show my emotion. I'm not afraid to show, you know, I can cry, I can laugh, anything like that. So basically, I'm sorry, y'all, I get to preach it. Listen. And Kiki looking at me like, bitch, come on, we got about 5 minutes left in the podcast.
If you don't know nothing about us while we're in, before we end this, I'm gonna let y'all know. We random. We'll talk on one topic and jump to another one, and that's how this shit gonna flow for us, because we just doing us. And
we don't wanna be like nobody else. I'm sorry, I had to say it. We gonna be us.
We're not perfect.
I cuss. We gonna talk about sex. I'm sorry, go.
Yeah, we're just.
We gonna, lie, I love you. Okay,
I'm
sorry.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
Turn y'all volume down.
Yeah, because I'm loud.
But okay. No, seriously, we gonna be us on this podcast, and it may not seem like it's like structured to y'all, but we don't give a fuck.
That is structured, bitch. We came with our sponsor, the topics, and
I think we did good for the first one.
Listen, hold on.
You so excited.
I'm so excited. I'm excited. It's our first fucking show.
You
gonna cry? No, but I'm excited.
Yeah, it's so exciting. It is very exciting. But you know, I'm trying to be the cool. You see,
she's trying to be all cool, but you know.
As soon as we hang up, I'm going to start screaming.
Yes, bitch. Like, this is our first fucking show. Like,
I'm excited.
See, I want to say, for real.
Thank y'all.
Like, I'm so grateful that, you know what I'm saying, that we are doing this together. So I want to say to this on our podcast, to let the listeners know that I fucking love you.
Oh, Kiki, I love
Kiki
you.
Is dope as shit.
I love
you know what
you.
I'm saying? Like, y'all, you know.
Oh, yeah, don't you get emotional on me.
I'm not getting emotional, but I had to say that to, you know what I'm saying, our listeners, for real. That you dope as shit.
We dope. You dope, because, you know what I'm saying, like, we wouldn't have never connected like that if I didn't see myself and you or saw something like, you know, your potential and who you are. I love how strong you are, how you, girl, you be getting it. Like, you know how to flip her. I think she still a drug. I know she, not in real life, y'all, but she just know how to, she had to put something with something to make something. Like, she gonna always make some shit shake, like, seriously. So I love you just as much you love me, honey. Mm-hmm. Know that. But we hungry, y'all.
Yeah, so we gonna go ahead and end this. But listen, if you listening, make sure that you tune in every fucking week, because we gonna come with some
gonna
more.
We gonna do it. If it's gonna be two people listening to us, god damn it,
we don't give a fuck.
Two people gonna be listening to us.
Listen, we love y'all for listening. But however, make sure that you, if you're not already following us on Instagram, Silly Girls Podcast, follow us on Facebook, the same thing.
Yeah.
And also put 5 fucking stars. Give us 5
even
stars.
Even if you didn't like it, just
give us 5 damn stars.
Even
and
if
then,
you like
and
it.
Then also subscribe and add us to your playlist. And also, send us questions, suggestions, anything to our DM. That's all time they slide our DM.
They gonna say we too loud.
I don't give a fuck. They gonna get used to it. They can turn their volume down. That's what they got the volume on the side for.
Turn
it down or up. God damn it. And then also, and also, make sure that you email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com.
Yeah, yes. Thank y'all for tuning in.
We done! Bitches! Okay, Kiki.
Y'all, I'll keep it up with the high school with Charles. Y'all see that? Y'all see that? But no, for real, thank y'all for tuning in. We look forward to y'all listening in on next Sunday. We're going to drop another fresh episode next Sunday. And we're going to go live as well. We're going to continue to go live until y'all see us on going viral on like Instagram or whatever. And YouTube. Shit, we might be in New York with Charlamagne now.
Huh.
I'm claiming it.
Oh,
but anyway,
exactly.
Again, thank y'all for tuning in. This your girl, Kiki.
This your girl, Charles. And you were tuned into the Silly Girls Podcast.
You crazy.